Welcome to the podcast series BAB Interviews and Conversations presented by the Basler Afrika Bibliographien. Today's episode features the Namibian artist Thuli Mkonjo Mbumba, who visited the Basler Afrika Bibliographien in April 2023 in order to launch her new art performance, O.C. Martha. Thuli Mkonjo had previously worked in the BAB's Colonial Image Archive and with one series of portraits from 1953 depicting an unnamed African laundry woman in central Namibia in particular. In a later conversation with BAB archive curators in our exhibition space, she explained how these particular images of the unnamed laundry woman resonated with her family history and led her to explore new techniques, create a new performance, and also, finally, invent a name for her protagonist, O.C. Martha. In the following extract from the conversation, Thuli Mkonjo shares some of her experiences and reflections, all shaped by multi-generational legacies of colonialism and apartheid in Namibia.
So, I actually didn't know the woman's name.
Yeah.
And the first time when I came to the archives in November, I think these were the first images that Lisa, you guys showed me these images. And I went back to Berlin and I was thinking about it like, I think it would be so awesome to actually do like some artworks using these archival images.
Especially images depicting women in a position of being servants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never thought of that before?
I think about it all the time because when I do the performances, it's always about women's work, like women. It's actually about the trauma of Namibian women and how they're dealing with their traumas since colonial times because they've been working as maids and taking care of the house while they're still working at someone else's home. Yeah. They still have to come back to their own families and looking after their own children and, and still dealing with, in some cases, also domestic violence and, you know. And so, I mean, I deal a lot with these archival images of women in, you know, working and also listening to one of my aunties. Well, she's kind of like a, in Oshawambo, we just say grandmother, even though she's not like my maternal grandmother, but because she's so old, we just say grandmother. And she once told me a story of when she was working in the south at II's. She was working as a maid. And she told me the story of she was sitting on the train coming back from II's, going to Windhoek. And she was the only woman sitting in this train with these men. They were, you know, they were also working on the farms, and she was saying that it was like in 1990. It was kind of like almost like on the same day when Namibia gained independence, and they were sitting on this train, and they were listening to the radio, and then they were like hearing how Namibia is independent now, and when she told me that story,
they were listening to the radio during the train trip.
Yeah. On the train, when I guess they had like radios, and then she also told me a very interesting story that one day she was traveling back to II's with one of my cousins, and then she was saying how for the first time she actually saw a holding cell in the train, and she was so she was actually scared because she didn't have a ticket for the little boy. At that time, my cousin was like just a child, and she was freaking out because she got scared that they might maybe lock her up because she's having a child without a ticket. And she never forget that story. She's always talking about it like, oh, for the first time in my life, I actually saw a jail on the train. And of course, in my mind, I keep you know, like making up stories like, oh yeah, it could be now, like, so if there's someone on a train, a man or whatever, if you don't have a ticket, you'll be locked up until the next stop, and then you go to jail, and it's like this whole policing situation of the Namibian people. And so yeah, I think the work is, I guess, also inspired by my auntie grandmother, Granny, and because and she would tell us stories about how they always have to have their passes, like wherever they go in Namibia, you have to have, in Wolfish Bay, in Swakopmund, you need to have a pass. And if you don't have that, they will lock you up. Okay, coming back to Martha, I'm calling her now. I'm quite fascinated by Martha. And when I saw these images, this series of Martha, I decided to take the images, and I went home in February this year. I took these images, and I actually printed everything in Windhoek because I could not print the images on like this. What is it called?
Transparent
sheets. Because at the internet cafe, they would just say it's going to damage their printing machines or printers. So I went to Namibia, and I actually ended up buying a printer, a jet ink printer in Windhoek, because again in Namibia, no one would help me. They're just saying, no, it's going to damage our machines. So I ended up buying a small printer just to print all the negative images on these sheets. So then they're kind of a special type of, they're specially made for this technique where you need to put some chemicals on the pieces of fabrics or paper. Then you need to put this on top of the fabric and leave it in the sun for, like, let's say, depending on how long you want to expose it. Let's say in this case, I've been testing like first 15 minutes, and then 20 minutes, and then 30 minutes. And at first it was a disaster because nothing would expose. Like, it would, it was either too hot or too long. And I had like a horrible experience where I was even in tears because I was like, it's not working. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
It's the first time that you explored this technique.
Yeah, it was the first time testing it, and the first pieces were just horrible. Nothing would show. And then there was a moment where it was a little bit like overcast. And then I tried to expose again, and then I left everything for like, let's say, 15 minutes. And then it worked. And then I started, of course, again crying because I was like, oh, it's working. And And I was so happy that Martha allowed me to, she finally came, like, she was exposed. And and I tried, like, some of the pieces you can see, she's there like two times because, you know, I've been trying, like...
Which one?
Some of the, like, I would use maybe this two, I'll print it like two times, for example.
Okay.
So, and there were moments also where I was trying to make it a bit large so that they appear bigger, and I would like print the images in four so that they're a little bit bigger. And then later on, I just decided I would just make one small, like as it is, so that it's, maybe then it will work, and I expose it in the sun. So,
most beautiful.
It was...
May I ask, the stitchings came afterwards?
Yeah, so then I came back to Berlin, and I went on Mehringdamm, this like this little courier shops. I went into a courier shop and I found all the lapis, all this embroidered lapis and the aprons. And when I saw them, I knew immediately what to do with them. I decided I'm gonna stitch all the artworks onto this lapis because I think it's to look nice.
So the embroidered work is not yours?
All this embroidery is not mine because I found all the lapis at a little second-hand shop. Yeah. The only stitching I did is all the red.
On the big one, the red
and
one.
And the
also.
Big one, yeah. But all this nice, fancy, it's all... The lapis came like that.
And that's the first time you not only explore this technique with historical photography, but also sort of this arrangement with textiles.
Yeah, this is actually the first time where I'm actually printing it on pieces of fabrics and then doing this arrangement with the fabrics. I've actually never done this, so it's kind of like for me it's also a learning process where I'm testing out things and trying to see what other ways can I work with the archival images instead of always printing it all or like doing the transfers on canvas, because I usually just use canvas to do the transfers on. But I also want to explore other techniques, other printing, other ways to print, and I actually really, really love it. And because now I know I can again incorporate my embroidery techniques. I mean, now it's gonna be very nice to have the work on pieces of fabrics like this, and then incorporate my own embroidery. Like if I'm gonna now work on a clear piece of cotton fabric, then I can do the stitching myself.
And have you exhibited before?
These I specifically made for this exhibition. So.
And this means no Martha in Windhoek has seen this.
No
yet.
Martha in Windhoek has seen this yet. So I went to expose everything under the Namibian sun, and then I came back to Berlin and worked in Berlin, stitch everything in Berlin, and then now they're here.